CJMQ, and we're talking with Louise Carroll today. Hello, Louise.
Hello.
Good. Now, Louise, you are the principal at Lenoxville Vocation Training Center?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, good. Now, Lenoxville Vocational Training Center, first of all, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about the center?
Well, as the name says, we are a vocational training center offering 8 programs leading to a diploma in professional education, or DEP. And those programs range from accounting and secretarial, sales. We also have 3 health programs, welding and fitting, and machining. I hope I haven't left anyone out there.
Okay, good. So at least different programs.
That's right.
And now, are you affiliated with the Eastern Township School Board?
That's quite right. We are one of the 2 vocational training centers of the school board, the other one being in Cowansville.
Okay, good. And this is located on the Galt campus, I believe?
That's right. The center is located on the campus of Alexander Galt Regional High School.
Okay. About how many students are using the Vocational Training Center?
Well, at any given time, we have a different number of students because the programs, many of the programs are of different duration. Some last just 1 year, others are a year and a half. We have about 175 students, and again, at some points in the year, some of those students are also out doing work placements. Our programs have a lot of hours which are done out in the workforce.
Okay, so a lot of stages and hands-on working there. The students have to have graduated from high school, or?
Well, all of the programs have the different prerequisites.
Okay.
So in some cases, you do need to have secondary 4, in some secondary 5. In some other programs, you can enter with a secondary 3 and some specific requirements. So it really varies depending upon the program.
Okay, good. It varies. And I guess the students' ages vary too, all the way from 17 to up to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to be 16, actually, to attend a vocational training center. So we do have some students as young as 16 when they begin. And we have other students who are coming back to reorient their career. So we have students in their 50s, even in their 60s.
That's wonderful.
It is. It makes a really great atmosphere to see all the different age groups together.
Okay, so also gets the word out if people think they're too old, get back into the school curriculum and find a different vocation, whatever.
That's it. You're never too old.
Good. Excellent. We're talking with the Hooked on School Days project. There's different activities going on in the different schools in the areas. Every school center has their own little projects. And what's going on for the Vocational Education Center, Louise?
Well, we thought it was really important to get on board with the whole project because we are trying to encourage all students to come directly to us out of the high schools without dropping out, and also to encourage the perseverance of those students who are here, who are studying and working at the same time and looking after their families at the same time. So we're going to have a day we're hoping to have something that would be fun, that would be a bit of a gift to the students as well. So on next Thursday, February the 18th, we're having what we're calling our Crazy Olympics.
Okay.
It is the Olympics week, of course. So the whole center is going to participate in some activities, team activities. Some will require some athletic ability, but most will not. And we're hoping to have the activities outside, so hoping for good weather. And it's all going to culminate in a pie throwing at some individuals who volunteered to receive a pie in the face.
Okay.
And that particular event is going to be another fundraiser for Haiti. So people will be bidding on the right to throw a pie. I myself will be receiving a pie in the face.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, we met with the staff and the student council got together and just brainstormed a whole bunch of different ideas were thrown on the table, and then this one seemed to be pretty popular.
Okay, so the Vocational Education Center, you have your own students council?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay, that's neat. Okay, that's something new? Or?
No, it's been in place for many years, and each of the programs sends representatives to the student council.
Good, good. So you have a lot of different ages. Are you getting more students all the time coming out of school and choosing maybe a vocation instead of college education?
Well, it's certainly one of the areas that we're working really hard to make sure that that students know what all the options available to them are. One of the goals of the not only of the school board but also of the Ministry of Education is to increase the number of students under the age of 20 in vocational centers. So over the next few years, we'll be looking at trying to encourage that as much as we can.
Good, that's wonderful. And certainly making school a lot more different opportunities and a lot of fun too, it sounds like.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good, good. When the students graduate, are a lot of them getting jobs?
Oh, absolutely. We have an extremely high placement rate for students, particularly in the healthcare field. There is no question that the jobs are there. The hospitals and other institutions in the area are crying out for employees. And also, you know, in machining and in welding, the job prospects are excellent. So it really is something that people need to think seriously about when they're planning their future.
Okay, good. Certainly, definitely, I can agree with you with the healthcare baby boomers getting older and just a lot of need for healthcare out there.
Absolutely.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add, too? I know that you're having this project. Now, this is not something the community can get involved in. I guess it's just between the students and the staff, the sports and the pie throwing contest.
It is on the campus and during a school day, so it's sort of an activity stuck in the middle of the school day. We are hoping, though, we've got someone who's volunteered to be the official photographer, and we're hoping to put together a bit of a photo essay, and we'll send it to the local papers, and perhaps people will have a. We'll be able to see what people look like with pie on their face.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of fun. Good. So, Vocational Education Center located in Galt. So, definitely these opportunities of studying for a vocation, certainly I would imagine, must help the dropout rate too for maybe those that aren't college bound and have they're good with their hands, for instance, welding, whatever there, or, you know.
That's it. Not everyone is suited for CEGEP, and it doesn't interest everyone either. We're seeing students who come back to vocational training after trying out CEGEP as well. But the other advantage of vocational training is that in some programs you can go into the technical programs and university programs after doing the vocational training. So, you know, from machining, you can go on into a technical program in the same area at a CEGEP. So, a lot of you know, students can either go right out onto the workforce or go on to CEGEP in university if that's what they choose to do.
That's good, and they'd get credits, I guess, or like a prerequisite for doing this, I guess.
In some cases, mm-hmm. They do have some of the programs actually recognized, in some cases, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, it's definitely getting the word out there. Important for everybody to stay in school, and as you say, there's some students in their 50s and 60s and 40s, too, so education just doesn't finish in our teens or 20s. It can keep going, and
absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Lifelong learning is what it's all about.
Good, lifelong learning. I love that. Good. So Hooked on School Days, that's your projects there for that. Anything in particular coming up at the Vocational Education Center? Any projects for the next few months or the next year?
Well, we certainly are looking forward to our registration period for the courses that begin in the in the late summer and early fall. So we are right now sort of on a bit of a blitz to advertise for those programs. We do have a new health assistance and nursing care group starting in April, and then we'll have another group starting in the late summer. That's become a very, very busy program, and we're looking forward to having another great year.
Good, that's wonderful. So the students, when they graduate from some of these programs, they can just definitely go out and find a job then?
Absolutely. Many of them have job offers before they even finish.
That's excellent. That's even, you can't get better news than that.
For sure.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Louise?
No, I don't think so. I'd just like to, you know, wish all of the schools good luck with all their activities during the Hooked on School week.
That's great, and I think it's a great opportunity to get the word out there to the community in general that the education of everybody in the community is not just up to the students or the teachers, whatever. It's a matter for the community to get involved in.
That's for sure. We all play a role.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Louise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.